Unit 2. Music Matters. Page 39.
The Lady in Number 6. A Review by Mark Rivers. If you ask most people what role music plays in their lives, they'll probably say that music adds pleasure to their everyday experiences. However, when Alice Hurt Summer was asked this question, her response was, "Music saved my life." In Alice's case, this answer was not just a cliche. This short documentary, The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life, gives viewers the rare privilege of meeting a talented woman who loved music so much that it helped her survive the tragic events of her life. Alice was born in Prague in 1903. She started playing the piano at the age of 5. By the time she was in her late teens, she was a professional pianist and performed in European concert halls. When the Nazis invaded Europe, life became more and more restrictive for Jews. Even riding the tram was forbidden. Alice could no longer play in music competitions, teach non-Jewish students, or perform in public. It was only a matter of time before Alice and her family were sent to the Terezin ghetto. In this ghetto, Alice played the piano in more than 100 concerts for the prisoners and the Nazi guards. These concerts were held to convince the Red Cross that life was good for the Jews in the ghetto, but this was far from the truth. Life in the ghetto was not only difficult, but also unbearable. Music provided moral support, not entertainment. When describing how the prisoners reacted to the music, Alice said, "They lived for the music. It was like food to them. If they hadn't come to hear us, they would have died long before." Alice's love of music kept her alive. Alice's husband, Leopold, was moved to Dachau and died there. She survived the war, and in 1949, Alice and her son, Raphael, immigrated to Israel, where they lived for nearly 40 years. For Alice, this was the happiest period of her life. She taught at the Jerusalem Academy of Music. In 1986, Alice moved to London to be near her son, who had moved there and become a famous cellist. He died suddenly in 2001, and again, Alice turned to music to console herself. She continued playing the piano for at least 3 hours a day until her death at the ripe old age of 110. This 38-minute documentary brings Alice's extraordinary experiences to life. Alice talks about the events and tragedies that she was forced to endure. As you watch and listen to Alice, you admire the exceptional optimism that guided her throughout her life. It's no wonder that this inspiring film, with its ability to captivate viewers of all backgrounds, won an Academy Award for Best Short Documentary Film in 2014. If you're looking for an exceptional experience, watch this film. Alice Hurt Summer can teach us so much about life, happiness, and the power of music.